Why don't we chat a little bit about the issue of hormone replacement or management of menopausal symptoms in breast cancer survivors? That used to be a topic of great discussion, and I think the Women's Health Initiative really is the thing that squashed it. You don't hear too many people asking about that issue. What's new about that?
Yeah, I think you're certainly right about that. First point is that the issue was framed maybe 5 years ago as the general population were having the benefits of menopausal hormone therapy and breast cancer patients were being denied those benefits for general health. And certainly the Women's Health Initiative results would suggest now the FDA and NIH saying you shouldn't take menopausal hormone therapy for chronic disease risk reduction changed framing of the question. So now the question is framed at what to do for vasomotor and vaginal vulvar symptom management. It's a major problem for many women because we're now giving aromatase inhibitors, which causes problem, as we talked about, more aggressive use of making premenopausal women postmenopausal as part of their treatment strategy. So it remains a major issue. There are some randomized clinical trials, two randomized clinical trials that give us kind of a mixed signal. The HABITS trial, which was reported about a year and a half ago, open label trial, any menopausal hormone therapy or not for women with early stage resected breast cancer, and what they found was a threefold increase in recurrence risk, which is a whopping increase in recurrence risk. They were running that study together with the Scandinavian trial, where interestingly they saw about a 20% reduction in breast cancer risk. And just recently, in the last few months, in the JNCI published this Scandinavian trial. I wrote an editorial for that, and basically the Scandinavian investigators speculated that the reason they had no increase or perhaps a decrease was because 70% of the women in their trial either received estrogen alone or a kind of Scandinavian estrogen plus progestin combination, which they got progestin for only 14 days out of a 91-day cycle. And of course, that goes along in a certain sense or could be consistent with some of the things we're seeing in the Women's Health Initiative, where we saw increased breast cancers for estrogen plus progestin, maybe decreased for estrogen alone. So that raises that question. Certainly, it's not something that's quite ready for use in the clinic at this time, but it raises an interesting possibility that estrogen only might, if confirmed in some kind of clinical trial, have a favorable risk-benefit ratio in that setting.